If you could have the arms of Hercules, legs as swift as the wind, if you could leap shoulder high above the rim, have the kick of a dolphin, the reflexes of a cat, if you could have all this, you would have the body, you would have the tools, but you will not have greatness. Until you understand that the strongest muscle is the heart. To me, that's the soul of the Olympic Games.
Nilqakom għal programm ieħor ċriki kuluriti l-ġimgħa tad-dejjin l-Olimpjadi għaddejjin ukoll il-fervur ta' dan l-avveniment. Fenomenali rridu ngħidu fejn jidħol sports, fejn jidħol ċelebrazzjoni ta' kuluri, ta' ġnus. Jgħat fl-qwa tiegħu kemm minħabba li għadna kif rajna daw l-Olimpjadi qed iseħħu fl-istess ħin sar ħafna dibattitu matul dawn il-ġimgħat u x-xhur li mgħoddija fuq dan l-avveniment. Jiena llum f'dan il-programm ser inkun qiegħed inaħares lejn se jkun insenati daqsxejn ngħidu hekk xaqliba iktar ta' magazine. Għal dan il-programm partikolari, mbagħad il-ġimgħa d-dieħla ikun l-aħħar programm fejn se nkun qiegħed kolli miegħi fl-istudio koloss tal-istorja olimpika Lino Boġeja fejn miegħu ser biex ngħidu hekk nikkonkludu dan id-dibattitu li għamilna matul dawn ix-xhur. U jiena wkoll qed nieħu l-opportunità u nittama li qed ikollkom fl-istess ħin żmien ta' mistrieħ ukoll waqt li qed gawdu dan il-programm waqt li qed gawdu dan is-sajf. Jiena l-ewwel li nibda huwa billi insemmi ftit kurzitajiet xkejknin fuq dak li nsejħulhom The Olympic Games of Antiquity. Fil-fatt l-Olympic Games għandek jisu l-fazi moderna u għandek il-fazi aktar reċenti, ċoħe aktar antika, ċoħe l-Olimpiadi antiki, l-Olimpiadi oriġinali. Rridu ngħidu illi dawn l-Olimpiadi, l-lop olimpiku għandhom storja twila ħafna. Fil-fatt bdew fil-Greċja, kif nafu, fil-Peloponis madwar 3000 sena ilu, rġuna naraw xi tradizzjoni hemm. Interessanti illi meta rajna kif rajna f'dawn il-programmi kemm żammejna minn dawn it-tradizzjonijiet minn dal-format ta' kif isiru dawn il-lob anki sal-lob tal-lum il-ġurnata, mhux biss il-lob olimpiku imma kif se naraw illum anki l-ġimgħa d-dieħla anki f'dak li huwa l-lob b'mod ġenerali. Dawn il-lob hemm ħafna raġunijiet għalfejn bdew, kif bdew il-mitoloġija flimkien mal-istorja kultant tħawdu u taqdu flimkien. Allura kultant ma nagħmlux differenza, ma nkunx nistgħu nsibu eżattament x'kien l-aspett mitoloġiku u mbagħad minn allura x'kien l-aspett storiku. Però rridu ngħidu li l-probabilità li dawna bdew jiġu ċelebrati madwar 776 sena qabel Kristu f'Olimpja u ġew iddedikati lill-Alla Zeus. Rridu ngħidu wkoll li Olimpja hija post huwa post lokalizzat fil-Punent tal-Peloponis u għandu dawn it-tempi sbieħu monumenti u teżori fenomenali illi għadna naraw illum il-ġurnata wara skav li saru ħafna żmien wara li skavi komparat ma sarux wis ilu madwar forsi ftit mijiet ta' snin għaliex kien hemm punt fejn daw l-Olimpjadi tilfu dal-lop olimpiku qed ngħidu aħna tal-antik tilfu dal-interess, tilfu din il-maġija. Però mbagħad bil-mod il-mod bdew jsiru daw l-iskavi u bdejna nnexxina noħorġu minn taħt it-terrapin il-ħmieċ u trab dan il-fenomenu ta' storja u ta' tradizzjonijiet. Min hemmhekk kumpat Pierre de Coubertin non bat minn hemmhekk appassjona ruħu u raġa bedda dak li qed nsejħulhom il-lob modern. Irridu ngħidu wkoll illi l-aspett tal-Olimpjadi huwa marbut immensament fil-qrib ħafna ma' dak li ngħidulu The Olympic Truce. Illi ġie stabbilit fid-disa seklu qabel Kristu minn trattat bejn tliet rejiet. Ipitos, Klestonis u Lajkr Lisukrus ta' Sparta. Dawna it-tliet rejiet li għamlu kien illi iddeċidew illi jisibu mod kif tiqa fil-gwerra u jamlu dan it-trus, jamlu dan l-arranġament, dan l-ftejm li tiqa fil-ġlied, dak iżmin kien ikun hemm ġlied, ngħidu kif inhu, kif għandna sal-lum il-ġurnata, però kien ikun hemm dan il-ġlied kontinwu u allura għallu isma' għanif u ftit nagħmlu dan it-trus u hemmhekk niċċelebraw l-isport. Fejn anki dawn l-istess pajjiżi dawn l-istess żoni li kienu jiġu bejn nitom. L-atleta l-kunċetta atleta f'dak iż-żmien kellu su tliet kriteri biex jipparteċipa fil-lop olimpiku, almenu oriġinarjament sewwa. L-ewwel ħaġa jrid ikun raġel, jrid ikun ta' oriġini Griega u jrid ikun freeborn. In-nisa li f'dawk illi kellhom żwiemel l-iskjavi u l-baranin kienu kollha esklużi. Allura naraw illi kienet konċentrazzjoni kbira ta' attività marbuta mal-maskil. Il-ġimgħa dieħla se nkunu qed nitkellmu fuq xi punt interessanti ħafna fuq dal-aspett nkunu qed niżviluppaw mod iktar interessanti. Jiġri li wieħed għandu hemm element ta' umorizmu wkoll. Bħala sports, l-isports li kien isir oriġinarjament li għadna naraw sal-lum il-ġurnata prattikament huwa l-ġini, l-istad, jiġifieri dik li llum insejħu l-mit metru, id-djuwalos li kienet żewġ tulijiet tal-istadium ċe 200 metru u d-dolikos li kienet madwar 20 tul tal-istadium. Kellek il-wrestling, illi kien wieħed mill-aktar eżerċizzi militari minar ovvjament xwabel u armi. Mbagħad kellek il-boxing, illi oriġinarjament anki fl-straps li kienu jagħmlu għaddejhom il-boxers kienu anki kollhom biċċiet tal-metal. Mbagħad kellek il-pankration, illi kienet isu forma primittiva tal-martial arts, u mbagħad kellek l-equestrian competitions illi dawn kull marbutin ma' żwiemel, il-chariot race li kien spettakolari u l-ġiri biż-żwiemel u kellek il-pentathlon li kienet magħmula minn ħames events magħmula mill-ġiri, long jump, discus, javelin u wrestling. U mbagħad kellek il-boys events. Bħala rewards, dawna kien ikun hemm ir-rewards, imma rewards ma kienux jingħataw darba wara kull attività, kienu jsiru darba waħda fl-aħħar tal-Olimpijadi kienu jinġabru dawn l-atleti f'din il-ħoll, f'din il-post partikolari għaddis ħafna u kienu jingħataw rant u kienu jingħataw dil-forma ta' qima b'dak li jgħidulu. Palm leaf kienet tingħataw fl-idejn u mbagħad kienu ċabxpulu u mbagħad kienu jkun ukoll jorbtulu ribbons ukoll. Ġieri kien dal-element li biex inkunu għandna kollox sal-lum il-ġurnata l-Olimpjadi m'għadhomx mhumiex marbutin ma' prize money għalkemm hemm l-sponsorships u dan kollu l-lum il-ġurnata, però m'hemmx prize money, jiġifieri għadu sal-lum. U nibqgħu ngħidu kemm huwa fenomenu illi l-Olimpjadi għalkemm m'hemmx prize money marbut magħhom xorta waħda huma fost l-aktar attivitajiet sportivi, attività sportiva illi l-atleta jaħdem għalija. wara li smajna ftit wara li smajna ftit mużika, jina issa xtaqt ukoll insemmi fil-qosor ħafna tliet sports illi kienu sports illi illum il-ġurnata fl-Olimpjadi tal-lum, fl-Olimpjadi moderni, huma m'għadhomx jiġu prattikati. Waħda minnhom hija tag of war illi kienet fil-programm tal-programm olimpiku fil-1900, fil-1904, 1906, 1908, 1912, 1920, din it-tag of war li kienet tikkonsisti fejn kollok il-ħabel u best out of three u jġebdu minnaħa l-oħra. L-aħar li rebħu huwa din l-event kienu l-Ingliżi, niftakar l-iskola konna nagħmluha parti mill-sports li kienet avveniment tattiku ħafna, tekniku ħafna, kien hemm marbuta ħafna endurance, xi kienet logħba sabiħa ħafna ħasra li m'għadniex narawha. Kellek il-golf ukoll li kien fil-programm olimpiku darbtej fi 1900-1904 u once again ukoll kien hemm events fil-1900 anki għall-irġiel u għan-nisa u mbagħad kellek ukoll ir-rugby. Ir-rugby kien wieħed mill-aktar forum oriġinali biex ngħidlek u tal-logħba tal-futbol biex ngħidulek u mbagħad kellek dal-fatt li dal-ballun li ġie xxutjat u dal-ballun ovali li nafu illum il-ġurnata huwa sport li għadu jiġi segwit u anzi qed jieħu ħafna saħħa. Anke l-lus għallum il-ġurnata għadu qed jippiċċi ħafna, anke Malta qed jiżid ħafna. Dana sar fl-Olympics ta' 1900, 1908, 1920 u 1924. Nsemmu wkoll kien hemm il-polo li wkoll kien wieħed mill-aktar lob dak li ngħidulu mounted team sport fuq dar taż-żiemel jilabu b'dik il- dak l-oġġett li jolqtu l-ballun ukoll kien fil-programm olimpiku. Però issa inaraw anzi, eja nisimaw, però il-kommentarju tanti tajb li għosi li tkun qed tara, nisimaw il-tiġrija ta' Sebastian Coe fl-1984 fl-Olimpjadi tal-1984 l-1500 metru.
To qualify for this final. Sebastian Coe breaks out quickly, but Omar Khalifa of Sudan in the black shorts and Joseph Cheshire of Kenya make the turn first. With 2.5 laps left, Steve Scott of the United States in the red uniform makes a big move on the outside. He goes from 8th place into the lead. At this early stage, Scott's strategy is designed to quicken the pace and force the runners with strong finishing kicks to expend energy early in the race. 1 year earlier at the World Championships in Helsinki, Scott was outkicked by Steve Cram of Great Britain in a thrilling stretch duel. Khalifa of Sudan, number 780, follows Scott into the turn as Sebastian Coe moves into third place. Cram is behind Coe. Down the stretch, coming up the two laps to go, Scott still leads. Coe is second. Abascal of Spain moves alongside Khalifa. Cram is fifth. They hold their positions for the next 100 meters, but down the back stretch, Scott has been unable to shake off the other runners. Coe is second, Abascal of Spain third, Khalifa Sudan fourth, followed by Steve Cram and Steve Ovett of Great Britain.
The leader is Steve Scott, and the intermediate time is shown on 4.8.
With 600 meters left, Scott has lost his gamble. Abascal moves past the tiring American into the lead. Coe is second. He is followed by his teammates, Steve Cram and Steve Ovett. Moving into fifth place, Jim Spivey of the United States. Unbeknownst to anyone, Steve Ovett is having difficulty breathing.
With 1 lap to go, Jose Abascal of the intermediate time shown on scoreboard three.
Into the turn with less than a lap to go, the exhausted Steve Ovett retires from the race.
Well, 100 meters.
down the backstretch with 300 meters left. Abascal leads, followed by Cram and Coe of Great Britain. Coe now starts his finishing kick. Cram tries to stay with him. Abascal is third. Joseph Cheshire of Kenya has moved into fourth. Sebastian Coe, first. Steve Cram, second. Jose Abascal, Spain, third. Sebastian Coe stands on the top step of the victory platform. For Sebastian Coe, there is one additional honor. The 1500 meters has been run in every Olympiad since the Olympic Games were revived in Athens in 1896. And Sebastian Coe becomes the first and only man to ever win the gold medal.
Tisma l-kommentarju verament interessanti, kważi tkun tista' tivviżualizza dak li kien ikun għaddej f'dik il-tiġrija. Rridu ngħidu wkoll li Sebastian Coe għandu storja interessanti ħafna illi fiha ħafna sinifikat. Anki minħabba li wara marda rnexxielu jarġa' jippikja minn dik il-marda u rnexxielu jarġa' jilħaq livelli Olin ħafna, jekk Minister Żball anke fl-istess fil-istess ġrija tal-1984. Irridu ngħidu wkoll xi ftit żgħira fuq il-Moviment Olimpiku. Il-Moviment Olimpiku il-kunċett tiegħu kien huwa dak li ngħidu l-brainchild tal-Franċiż Pierre de Coubertin. Huwa l-idea kien stabbilixxiha fl-1894 f'Sorbonne u l-idea ta' Coubertin kienet hekk: "Why did I restore the Olympic Games? To ennoble and then strengthen sports, to ensure their independence and duration, and thus to enable them better to fulfill the educational role incumbent upon them in the modern world." Coubertin kien jara li l-sport għandu skop illi li jirrikonċilja. Ġifieri Coubertin kellu dil-viżjoni olimpika illi kienet l-istess viżjoni li kellhom l-Olimpjadi oriġinali. U jgħid għandu dil-frażi li biex ngħidlek tikkarakterizza l-lob olimpiku li jgħid: "The important thing in life is not the triumph, but the fight. The essential thing is not to have won, but to have fought well." U allura hekk huwa interessanti li tara dal sentiment fl-Olimpjadi li huwa lilin mill-kompetizzjoni ngħidu hekk tradizzjonali, imma bbażata ħafna iktar fuq il-kompetizzjoni miegħek innifsek biex inti ttejjeb lilek innifsek. Il-host cities f'dak iż-żmien fl-ewwel edizzjonijiet kienu qablu fuqhom malar, fil-fatt fl-1896 sar fl-Ateni, naturalment biex jarġgħu dej rekindel, jarġgħu qajmu dal-fervent fl-Olimpjadi, u mbagħad f'Pariġi fil 1900 minn hemmhekk u mbagħad bdew ċerta sistemi kif jiġi maħtur il-post, kif jiġi magħżul il-post. L-ewwel lista ta' membri fl-IOC tal-1894 kienet tinkludi 15 l-individwu, fejn illum għandek 110 li tinkludi l-President u l-Executive Board, ġifieri anki dal-Moviment Olimpiku bil-mod il-mod tant beda jiġi adottat, tant beda jisir importanti, illi bil-mod il-mod bdew jizdidu anki l-interess u ovvjament l-istruttura kellha bżonn ħafna iktar nies li jaħdmu magħha. Għandek diversi kummissjonijiet, jiġifieri l-Olimpjadi għandhom diversi kummissjonijiet illi ħarsu dan l-event prinċipali b'mod partikolari fejna, pereżemp għandek il-Culture and Olympic Education, għandek kummissjoni għal coordination, għandek kummissjoni tal-etika, għandek kummissjoni tal-finanzi, so għandek kummissjonijiet differenti illi ħarsu l-aspetti differenti ta' dawn l-Olimpjadi. Il-presidenti, l-aħħar tliet presidenti kienu Kilenin, Irlandiż, il-Samarax li għadu isem li jidwi f'dawn l-Olimpjadi, għamel presidenza tiegħu sal-2001, u mbagħad għandek il-Roġel li huwa il-president ta' bħalissa اللي هالħatra tijaw fil-fejn u jiet. Kem najdu u koll illi wara Beijing issa imis Londra, Londra fil-2012 u għamisten li kunu u koll l-impjadi ta' livell oli. Pero issa jenisimaw ftit muzika fil-stessin marbuta ma Jesse Owens dan il-leġenda fil-atletika. It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. And I can feel a change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down. Issa, kien nisemmu ftit ukoll fuq dak li huwa fatt ieħor importanti, il-medalji. Irridu ngħidu li qabel ma kellekx il-medalji, però fil-Olimpiku modern bdejna billi konna il-medalji fil-fatt il-medali minn l-1932 ġewwa Los Angeles, bdiet il-close il-ceremonies tal-medali ma baqgħux bħala attività fl-aħħar tal-ċeremonja tal-avveniment insew l-Olimpjadi bdew fi żmien Latini, fi żmien il-Griegi, fl-antik, forsi fuq livell ta' ġurnata, mbagħad bil-mod il-mod bdew jiġġebdu sa' mistim. Però il-ġurnata qed nitkellmu fuq Olimpjadi li jdumu tliet ġimgħat madwar tliet ġimgħat. Allura ħarġu bl-idea bil-mod il-mod f'Los Angeles fil-1932 illi wara kull avveniment il-final ċe inti tingħata il-medali. Il-medali għandhom ċerta qis għandek minimum diameter ta' 60 mm u wisa ta' 3 mm. Għandu jkunu tal-bażi tad-deb ta' 6 grammi, deb fin, mbagħad għandek ukoll il-medalji l-oħrajn li huma bażi tal-fidda u l-bronz. L-aktar medalji li ntrabħu għandek fejn jidħol irġiel rebaħ 15-il medalja Andrianov, Nikolaj Andrianov tar-Russja fil-ġinnastika brejv l-1972. U l-1980, mbagħad għandek ix-Shekelin, Boris Shekelin ukoll tal-ġinnastika li rebaħ 13 il-medalja. L-aktar medalji li rebħu nisa kienet l-Attijanin, l-Ariza ukoll Russa rebħa 18 il-medalji u Fischer Schmidt li rebħet 12 il-medalji. L-aktar deb li ntrebaħ kien ta' Carl Lewis ta' 9 medalji u l-aktar deb li ntrebaħ però minn nisa kien ta' l-Ariza. L-Attinjina tal-ġinnastika illi rebħet 9 medalji. Issa qed nisimgħu kommentarju ta' Steeplechase din għat-tiġrija interessanti ta' 3,000 metru tal-1996 nieħdu għos nisimgħu dan il-kommentarju ta' din għat-tiġrija.
Three times world champion, the Olympic champion, the European champion in this race, Lambruschini, the European champion, drawn second from the outside, furthest away from us. Bouaish, the Moroccan, faster of the two Moroccans on this season's form. The other is Boulami, who's nearest to us. Two Americans, Mark Davis standing back from the line, and Mark Krogan, only reached the semi-final of the last Olympics, the distance running coach at Ohio State University now. Seven and a half laps of this track. Brendan, what about this one?
Well, I noticed there some of the athletes gesturing to the starters marksmen to tell them that they're not going to start from that dotted line, they're going to walk a few yards down the track to the solid blue line for the start of the Olympic 3,000 meter steeplechase final. Well, this is unusual. We're in the penultimate day of the Olympic Games and the Kenyans haven't won a gold medal on the track yet. But here we have their banker race. This is the one they've won every year since 1968 whenever they've entered. They first started winning in 68 with Amos Biewott. And since then, every time they've entered the Olympic Games, they've come away with a gold medal in the steeplechase. And more than that, last time around, they were first, second, and third. And the champion there in shot, running alongside the world record holder, Moses Kiptanui. That's Matthew Berea, Moses Kiptanui, and Kitur in third place.
Well, Kiptanui immediately out into the lead. He wanted desperately to establish himself. Peter in second place, Ferrer in third at the moment. The two Italians, Lambruschini, he's in fourth place, a fifth place rather, behind Carosi. Carosi is the taller of the two, he's in fourth place. And then the Moroccan, I think it's Boulami. The two Americans are trailing at the back of the field. Stefan Brand, the first of the two Germans. But really, Kiptanui established the pattern of Kenya dominance in this race right from the start. He really did.
And that pattern of dominance was obviously discussed in training because Joseph Kitur and Moses Kiptanui trained together quite a lot when they're based in their London base at Teddington. And Matthew Berea, out of them all, is the only one I think who's got the confidence to try and attempt to beat the dominant, the only man under 8 minutes for a steeplechase, Moses Kiptanui. Carosi leading the European chase, and then Lambruschini, the European champion, in fifth place. and the two Italians are taking on the Kenyans. They're close, fairly close to them. The pace is respectable, and Moses Kiptanui is quite happy just to stretch this one along, move along easily at the front, but that's the best place to be in the steeplechase. He's leading, free of any trouble, and able to view the barriers from a long way out.
Kiptanui leads. Akita in second place, Rear in third, then Lambruschini. Behind Lambruschini is Carosi. And the rest strung out. The leading German is Stefan Bram. And that's Boulami, the leading Moroccan at the moment. Boulami and Bouchin. And it's Kenya, Italy, Morocco. And the American is Mark Krogan. He didn't finish in the semi-final of the World Championships. He fell twice. But Kiptanui leading at the moment. Keita in second place. Berea, the Olympic champion, in third. Lambruschini behind him. Then Carosi. Then Boulami. Oh, and it looked as though Krogan went straight off the track. And he's followed by a Brand. And there seems to be opening out just a little bit, Brendan.
Well, the pace for the first 1,000 metres, 2:44. That's about 8:10, 8:12 pace for the steeplechase. And Moses Kiptanui, who's used to running a lot faster than this, and at his very best, significantly faster than this. But the question about Moses Kiptanui is, he's been ill over the last couple of weeks. He's not been 100%. And the doubts surrounding Moses Kiptanui for the first time in the last couple of years. Moses Kiptanui leading from his teammate Kiter, from the reigning Olympic champion Matthew Berea, and then the Italian Carosi, the silver medalist from the European Championships, and the European gold medalist is slipping away from this, Lambruschini. Well, Lambruschini likes to come from a long way back, and as I speak there, Lambruschini beginning to move into fifth place, but the three Kenyans dominating this race. The tactics that they planned were obviously for Moses Kiptanui to do some of the early work, but not at the world record breaking speed that we see him do often on the circuit.
Well, the lead, Moses Kiptanui, won the world championship and looked as though he was going to break under 8 minutes, did so after the championships, and proclaimed he could have done so in the championships. He's leading, and Keita and Berea just stuttering for that hurdle. The tall of the two Italians, Carosi, behind him. Looks as though Carosi's been overtaken now for that fourth place by Boulami and Lambruschini. And Lambruschini is now the leading Italian. Well, Kiptanui looks comfortable, doesn't he? And Berea, the reigning champion, now keeping an eye on it and coming into second place. Lambruschini in third, Boulami in fourth, Krogan in fifth, and then Carosi losing a little bit of contact now.
Well, in the leading group there are the three Kenyans, two of whom, Joseph Kitia and Moses Kiptanui, who trained together quite a lot. But Matthew Berea, he's not a training partner of Moses Kiptanui, and I don't think he's frightened of Moses Kiptanui. Moses is the dominant Kenyan middle distance runner over the last few years, and he's the man that they all fear and all respect largely. But Matthew Berea, the reigning champion, is not going to give up his title without a great battle. Through 2,000 metres in 5:29, and that's about 8:12 pace for the steeplechase. So now the race is really on. 1,000 metres to go in the steeplechase. Moses Kiptanui leading as he's done all the way. His training partner Kitter behind him, and then the one who may be the biggest threat, Matthew Berea, in third place. And now, for the first time showing closer order, is Lambruschini, the European champion. And now Lambruschini feels as though he can get in amongst the Kenyans, and he's just loitering in fourth place, as Mark Krogan, the American, running a fine race there in fifth place. And again, not afraid to take on the pace which the Kenyans have set.
Well, Kiptanui leading, Keita in second place, and the Olympic champion in third place, and Lambruschini, the European champion, ahead of him, then Krogan, and then Boulami losing now, and Boulami fading, along with Brand, the German. Kiptanui and Keita, these two away from the rest of the field. Kiptanui now putting the pressure on. Lambruschini hasn't gone yet. And I have to say that Keita sitting there, Kiptanui sitting there, and Lambruschini's in this race.
Well, Lambruschini certainly is in this race. He's a fantastic finisher when the race goes according to his plan. The European champion Lambruschini checked over his shoulder. He sees that the Kenyan's in trouble, and now he's the one who's beginning to think about taking on the Kenyans. Lambruschini in third place, closing down on Joseph Couture, who I'm sure, who's spent so much time training with Kiptanui, dominated in training and in racing. A lap to go, Moses Kiptanui leading, his teammate in second place, Joseph Couture, and then Lambruschini. But I've seen Lambruschini attack the steeplechase down the back straight with tremendous strength and speed, and I wonder if he can respond today.
Kiptanui leads with about 300 metres to go. Keita up on his shoulder, Lambruschini in third place, and Keita putting the pressure on. Keita putting the pressure on now, the three times world champion. But Kiptanui is still leading. He's got an advantage of a couple of metres or so. Kiptanui from Keita. Lambruschini is about 4 metres, as you see, off the pace. And Kiptanui being approached by Keita. Kiptanui still holding on. Kiptanui. And Keita's coming through on the near side, and Keita's going to take this, unless he falters here. Keita from Kiptanui, and Kiptanui in his first Olympic appearance is going to be disappointed with this. Keita wins it, Kiptanui in second place, Lambruschini in third, they're the medalists, 8.07.12. Behind him, Berea, the Olympic champion from 1992. Krogan is there, Brand is there, Bellamy, and then Stanoy, the Norwegian, and behind him, Carosi, and the other German, Straeger. And that's how they finish, 8.07.12, the finishing time. And, Joseph Keita, he won the Kenyan title in 1993 and 94, won the Armed Forces title for Kenya a couple of seasons ago. He's really looked good in these championships. And Moses Kiptanui, oh, Brendan, wasn't in his best form coming into these championships. Well, it has to be said that, but he's got the silver.
طيب هل لي نسمي شي فتت ليجند سبورتيفي ملاير ملاير كم نسمي ناس معروف بحال بريزامبل محمد علي واحد من الاتليتي الاكبر اتليتي محمد علي هو معروف بحال ذا جريتست تاع جوفني تاع 18 سنه مار في الاولمبياد تاع روما في 1960 و بروبيو هل الامباكت تاعو ميك كان ربيح تاع ميداليا تاع ديب واحده ما نساش ما نسميش الكيما من ريفرنس اللي قالنا لي كومانيتش اللي جابت البيرفكت 10 وكل كانت اتليتا اللي ربحت الديب همس ميدالية ديب ربحت لتا تلفيدا وواحدة البرونز ومبعد كلك ديفيد ويله اللي مربح كن لول جودو هيفي ويت اللي كن تريبل ميداليست وكل جو في ربح ديب دربتي والبرونز الداربا اجفيري كلك داون الديفيرسي اتليتي اللي حلو امبات عندك برزامبيو التاكاشي اونو وكل ربح 13 ميدالية في 12 سنة دانا الاتليتا اللي إردو نعيدو اللي في الجيناستيكا هلا الامبيونت تياو أنكي من هابا لقابل كينام دومنانسا كوازي أسلوطة منها تروسي بات أكتر ريبتان عندك نسبال مايكل فيلبس اللي ربح 8 ميدالي في الأولمبيادي في الأولمبيادي واحدة في الفترة ربح 6 تاع الديب و 2 تاع البرونز كانت شي حاجة فينومينال ومن بعد عندك نسبال ستيفن ريدغريف روير وكل اللي ربح دو الميدالي كلها في 5 أولمبيادي اللي كانت شي حاجة فينومينال وكل انت تربح li jinti ti parteċipa f'ħames Olimpjadi jaħsapar li terbaħ u terbaħ medalji ta' deb. Jiġri kellek dawn dal-Hall of Fame illi kien fenomenali. Jiena ser inħallikom hawnhekk nittama li dil-informazzjoni li tajtkom u dawn il-clips li smajna flimkien laqtu il-kurzi ta' tagħhom għadu interessawkom ifakkarkom il-ġimgħa d-dieħla narġgħu nkunu hawnhekk flimkien biex nassistu għall-aħħar programm. Chiriki Ekoloriti.
In 1972, if you noticed, I had a mustache, and back in those days, that was a pretty radical position that I took to swim with a mustache and long hair when everybody else was shaving their legs and shaving their head and all that, and I decided to grow this mustache, as a matter of fact, in 1972, right after my collegiate swimming career at Indiana University, and My coach, Doc Councilman, wanted us to look like the All-American Collegian, and he said no facial hair, but if you go back to 1972, we had Kent State, and we had the Vietnam War, and we had the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, and everybody had long hair and mustaches and goatees, and I said, you know, I think I'd be kind of cool if I could grow one. So I had attempted to grow this thing, and it took about 3 months to finally fill in. And I had all intentions of shaving this thing off at the Olympic trials, but I kept it, and all the press and everybody was talking about this mustache. So I figured, you know, if they're talking about the mustache, then they're not concentrating about whether or not they can beat me in swimming. So I said, maybe I'll just keep this until I go to the Olympics. But I really intended to shave this thing off. So at the Olympic Games in Munich, there are so many different teams, and even if it was in swimming or track and field, that there's impossible to get all of the countries to have a fair shake at being able to use the venue. So everybody in swimming got to use the venue 3 times before the opening ceremonies and the competition would begin. They had a lot of other great venues of training around Munich, but in this particular situation, we had already used up our 3 times, and they were usually in the middle mornings. And I asked the swim coach if I could go over there the day before swimming competition started, and if I could swim at around 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, because I wanted to see what the ambient light was like coming through all the windows, even though it was indoors, and just sort of a psychological thing, I wanted to swim at that time in that facility, just spend 5-10 minutes there. And he said, well, the Russians are there. I said, no problem. I said, I know a couple of the Russian coaches, they speak English, and maybe if they just give me 5 minutes, I can go over there and I can swim. They said, be my guest. So I walked over. It took about 10 minutes to take this small walk from the Olympic Village over to the swimming venue. And I asked this one particular coach if I could get in. And he said, sure, but you'll have to wait about 10 minutes because we're doing some exercises in that particular lane, lane number one. But no problem. So I waited the 10 minutes. And then he said, go ahead and get in. They had cleared that lane. Well, I kept swimming back and forth. And at the end of each of the lanes, they had underwater windows for the television cameras, and I noticed that every time I got close to the edge of the pool that these flash bulbs were going off. And then I swam a little backstroke and realized that half their coaching staff had disappeared, and I'm sure they're down there taking pictures of me swimming. So I started to use this really strange stroke, you know, just yeah, why not? So I finished swimming for about 15 minutes. I got up at the edge of the pool, and unabashed, a couple of these coaches reappeared with cameras dangling from their neck. And this coach asked me, he said, you know, we couldn't help but notice, because a lot of my colleagues have never seen you swim in person, we've only seen you swim on TV, that you have such an unconventional stroke. You always use that. I go, you bet. So he translates in Russian. So he fielded one of the questions from one of the coaches by saying, well, how about your mustache? I mean, we've never in our life seen anybody in the history of the sport of swimming swim with a mustache. What are you going to do with that? Well, keep in mind, I was actually going to shave it that night. So what I said to him was this. I said, no, I said, it really helps me. He says, how? I said, well, you see, it allows the water to deflect away from my mouth. I can get more streamlined in my behind up faster so that I can actually plane across the water, and I can swim much faster. So he turns and translates this as fast as he can in Russian. They're all writing it down. The next year, every Russian male swimmer had a mustache.